since about 7.
So, no marks then. Though the night was wet. Interesting, don't you think, Watson?
Yes, intriguing. Hmm. Well, what happened next?
The room was examined minutely. No secret doors. The windows 30 feet up. Whoever stole the treaty could only have come through that door.
Silently, stealthily, like a thief in the night. And yet, the bell was rung.
There you have me.
No traces of the intruder. Cigar ends, dropped glove, hairpin, that sort of trifle.
No, there was no clue of any kind. The only tangible fact was that the commissioner's daughter had been seen hurrying away from the place. Oh, by this time we've been joined by a detective from Scotland Yard, Mr. Forbes, and he took up the case with great energy. We caught up a handsome bundled tangy into it, and within half an hour we were sitting in the front room of their house, waiting for the daughter to arrive.
I wouldn't raise your hopes too high, Mr. Phelps. Even if she did take it, she could have dropped it off anywhere along the way.
But she doesn't know that we're waiting for her, does she?
Yeah. You might have a point there.
Shh. Work.
I've been brought. There are two men in the parlor waiting to see you, my dear.
No!
Fool, he's
one! She must be in the kitchen, love, nowhere else.
Lady, there's no need.
My dear.
Why don't you leave me alone?
Oh,
I was Mr. Phelps. What are you doing here?
Come, come, my lady. Who did you think we were?
I thought you were the brokers. You've had some trouble with the tradesmen.
That's not quite good enough, I'm afraid.
You must help the gentleman, my dear.
We have reason to believe that you have taken a paper of importance from the Foreign Office. You must come back with us to Scotland Yard, where you will be safe.
No, I can't leave my father.
It'll be all right, my dear.
It's always the poor gets the blame. He's never liked me.
I have nothing against you.
Just because of a little bit of dust.
Oh, don't make a fuss, Lily.
Come on, will you?
No, I won't do it.
You most certainly will.
We examined the kitchen to make sure she had not burned or secreted the papers in the instant she was alone, but there was nothing. So, immediately to Scotland Yard with her to be handed over to the female searcher. There was no sign of the papers. Watson here would tell you, Mr. Holmes, I was a sensitive, nervous boy at school. It's my nature. I fancy I made a scene. Lost control over myself, Lord knows. By the time I reached home, I was practically a raving maniac.
Yes, what a to-do. When your parents and I saw you, oh, you gave us such a fright. Shame on you.
Yes, indeed. Shame. Shame on me.
We had to bundle Joseph out of here. He still complains of it so. Says the mattress where he sleeps now is more lumps than a bag of coal.
Yes. This became my sick room. Miss Harrison has looked after me by day and a hired nurse by night. Until I recovered, I could not be left alone for one moment.
Yes, brain fever is not an easy thing to get to grips with.
Most true.
So, no sign, no trace, even now.
One more thought. Did you tell anyone of this confidential task?
No.
Not even Miss Harrison here, for example?
Most certainly not.
None of the staff under you knew of it?
None.
Do you know any more of this fellow Tengi?
Only that he's an old soldier.
What regiment?
Coldstream Guard, I believe.
Thank you. Well, no doubt I can get any other necessary facts from your Mr. Forbes. Ah, what a lovely thing a rose is.
Yes, a moss rose, I believe. May I pick it?
Of course.
How delightful. Our highest assurance of the goodness of Providence seems to me to rest in the flowers. All other things, our powers, desires, food, are really necessary for our existence, but this rose is an extra. Its smell, its color, are an embellishment of life, not a condition of it. It is only goodness which gives such extra.
Mr. Holmes, do you see any prospect of solving this mystery?
The mystery.
Yes. Do you see any clue?
You have so far furnished me with 7.
You suspect someone?
I suspect myself.
Of what?
Of coming to conclusions too rapidly.
Then go to London and check your conclusions.
That's excellent advice, Miss Harrison. I think Watson we cannot do better. Come along. Go to London and check your conclusions. Strong character, that woman.
Yeah.
I've got a sort, unless I'm mistaken. Yeah. Beautiful day.
There's something about some...